Nothing else matters any more than knowing that you're fulfilling the purpose for which you were placed on the earth.
Dr. Tony Evans reveals how you can find your reason for being.
Because once you have that, you are now alive.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Lots of things can be mass-produced, but today Dr. Evans starts a series based on the idea that God builds one life at a time, each of us with our own special purpose on this planet. Tony has also written a brand new book that makes the perfect follow-up resource. It's called Destiny, and later I'll tell you how you can get a copy as our gift. Right now, though, let's join him as he starts off today's lesson.
One of the more popular TV shows has been Seinfeld. I don't know how many Seinfeld watchers we have here today, but it broke all kinds of records as a TV sitcom. What was interesting about Seinfeld is that it was noted not to have a plot. That is, nothing connected with anything. You know, he would show up and start off with this kind of gag routine and go on to the show, and nothing seemed to have much to do with anything. It was a plotless sitcom. And it went to the top of the charts. They were analyzing why Seinfeld was so popular, and it was concluded that Seinfeld was popular because the folk watching it were in the same situation as the sitcom. Plotless. No clue. Aimlessly going from situation to situation. Sitcom. Going from one day to another day, one job to another job, one place to another place, without rhyme or reason, unconnected. Most Christians today are living decaffeinated lives. All the lead is gone. And like a hamster on the wheel, ever moving, never arriving anywhere. I don't know how many Sunday drivers we have here. People who simply like to get on the road and just drive. You're not really going anywhere. You just want to drive. It's a pretty day. Let's go riding. Well, I'm a driver. I love to drive, but even I must admit, after a while, that gets old. Because you're not going anywhere. You're just out there. Far too many of us are living lives like the flicker of a candle rather than the blazing of the noonday sun. Meandering. No brilliance. No significance. We don't really feel that we matter that much because there is no sense of ultimate purpose, destiny, or the word we're going to use in our series. Calling. Your calling may be defined as the customized life purpose God has ordained for you. The customized life purpose God has ordained for you to accomplish in order to bring Him the greatest glory and the maximum expansion of His kingdom. Your calling, your reason for being, is your customized life purpose, which God has ordained for you and you alone to accomplish, which is designed to bring Him greatest glory and the maximum expansion of His kingdom. There are three things I want to say about this definition of calling, which has to do with your purpose for being. First of all, it is a created purpose. Purpose, calling, it's your reason for being. It's the reason why you were made. You were made to fulfill your calling. A car is not fulfilling its calling if it doesn't run. A piano is not fulfilling its calling if all the strings are broke and there is no tune coming out. It's not fulfilling the purpose for which it was produced. It's there, but it's not doing anything, or certainly not doing It's ordained thing. To live life without purpose or calling is to be like the Dead Sea over in Israel. No life there. It's death. Fish can't swim in it. You can't swim in it. You get the salt in your eyes, it'll burn you. It is a lifeless existence because it is not fulfilling its purpose. You see, you can't flow out of the Dead Sea. It's the lowest point on planet Earth, and water runs in it. It just has nowhere to go. Far too many of us are living Dead Sea kind of lives. No outlet, no progress, perpetual stagnation, no calling. God did not create you for fun. He created you for purpose. He didn't just look up one day and said, oh, I'm bored. Let me come up with something to do today. Why don't I make folk? No, you were made with a purpose. Verse 14 of Genesis 1 says, then God said, let there be light in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. And God, verse 16, made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day, the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. God didn't just wake up one day and say, I'm bored, why don't I just throw something up there to shine? He said, no, let me make two great lights. One that will govern the day. It will determine how bright the day gets. The other one will govern the night, and it will have a supporting cast of stars. In other words, he made the sun, he made the moon, and he made the stars for a reason. Not just to do it. Not because he had nothing better to do. It was an intelligent, thought through reason. Verse 20, let the waters teem with swarms of living creatures. Let birds fly above the earth and open expanse of the heavens. Well, if he's going to create waters, it's natural that he's going to create sea monsters, he says in verse 21. That is the fish of the sea, the big ones. If you didn't know it, fish were made to swim. You show me a fish that's not in the swimming, and I'll show you a depressed beast, because it was made to swim. The beasts on the field, in the field, they weren't made to swim. And if they try to live in the water, they live Dead Sea lives because they're not fulfilling their purpose. That's not their sphere of operation. That's not what they were called to do. He says about man in verse 26, let us make man our own image according to likeness and let them rule over the fish of the sea, birds of the sky, the cattle of the earth, and all the creeping things. And God created man in his own image. He says in verse 28, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. He doesn't just say, let us make man. He says, let us make man because we have something for him to do. Not just be there, not just meander around, not just go around and notice how beautiful the animals are and how wonderful it is to float on the water. There has got to be more to life than this. Most of us spend a lot of time making a living, not a lot of time making a life. And so we suffer from what I call the same old disease. Every day you get up out of that same old bed and you go to that same old bathroom to look in the same old mirror at that same old face, go to that same old closet to look at those same old clothes, to put it on that same old body, to go to that same old breakfast table, eat that same old breakfast cooked by that same old wife. You know, you get in the same old car and go to the same old work, down that same old road, work next to them same old people for that same old pay, doing that same old job, and you go back down that same old road, into that same old house, hear that same old noise from those same old kids, pick up that same old remote, sit down there and go over those same old programs, go to the dinner table and eat that same old dinner from that same old cook. You know, and go to bed and wake up the next day to rehearse that same old routine. And there's nothing wrong with routine if it's tied to purpose. But if it's routine tied to nothing, you wind up like Dionne Warwick raising the question, what's it all about, Alfie? No manufacturer designs and markets a product until he's determined what it's for. You don't go make something and market it and not be able to answer the question, what you do with it. But when you live your life raising the question, why am I here? That question, however you phrase it, that's a question of purpose. It's a question of calling. When God created, he created with a purpose. Now let me tell you a secret. The created thing cannot tell you, watch this, its purpose until its creator tells the created thing what its purpose is. Come on, let's do an exercise. Everybody here is sitting on a pew, right? Ask that pew what it's here for. Go, don't look at me. Ask the pew what it's here for. That pew has no knowledge of its reason for being. That's determined by somebody else. I'm talking to you over a microphone right now. If I were to ask the mic, Mike, why are you here? The mic couldn't tell me. It was the creator of the mic that says why the mic is here. One of the reasons we can't find our calling is because we're trying to tell ourselves why we were called. That was deep, now that I think about it. We're trying to self-define our calling. A calling assumes a caller. If the phone is ringing, somebody else is calling you. God is the caller, you are the callee. He is the manufacturer, you are the product. That's why you can never discover your calling apart from God. But far too many of us are functioning outside of our divinely ordained reason for being, or we're not functioning in it at all, which means we are existing. And when you exist, you have to create callings. You have to make stuff up. Now, when you get a bunch of folk who don't know their calling living in the same house, you got a miserable place to live. You put on top of that just the regular trials and tribulations of life. There is nothing that is calling them that is bigger than who they are. The successful single versus the defeated single is the distinction between the called one and the one who does not know their calling. The one who does not know their calling thinks all of life is wrapped up in that man or woman they have not yet found and God has not yet supplied. The one who is not frustrated, still desiring, but not frustrated, is because they have been called to something bigger that no other person can fix for them.
Well, we'll have more on that when Dr. Evans continues our message in just a moment. First, I'd like to tell you about Tony's brand new book, just being offered for the very first time today. It's called Destiny, Let God Use You Like He Made You. It builds on what we've been learning, that God's got an agenda not just for the world, but for each and every one of us, custom designed to give us the deep sense of satisfaction that comes from making a real difference. You'll learn how to find your one-of-a-kind special assignment from God and discover how the Lord will give you everything you need to carry it out. Best of all, for a limited time, we're offering this brand new resource as our gift to anyone who comes alongside our ministry with a contribution of any size. We depend completely on your support to keep this program on the air, and this is one way we can show our appreciation for your faithfulness. Contact us today for more information on Destiny. It doesn't matter what other people have told you you can or can't do. It doesn't matter whether you feel you have anything worthwhile to contribute. What matters is God's purpose for putting you on this planet, and nothing can stand in the way of that, if you're ready. The full title is Destiny, Let God Use You Like He Made You. All the details are waiting for you online at tonyevans.org. Or give us a call at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our staff members help you. Right now, though, here's Dr. Evans once again with more of today's lesson.
Let me show you a great verse, Acts chapter 13, verse 36. What a wonderful verse. The book of Acts. For David, after he had served the purpose of God in his own generation, fell asleep and was laid among his fathers and underwent decay. What a great verse. You say, I don't see nothing great about that verse. That verse said, a man died, became worm food, underwent decay. One, he didn't die until he had completed his purpose. What a horrible way to die. never knowing why you showed up in the first place. What a horrible thing to do, to live 75, 80, 85 years, and all you can talk about is your job. In fact, we got folk 30 and 35 years old who all they can talk about is retiring from their job. Because you hate to get up in the morning, you hate where you're going when you get up in the morning, you hate the people you're going to see when you get there, because they got up in the morning like you did. It's just one miserable thing. What is missing? Your calling. Proverbs 29:18 says that without a vision, without a word from God, people perish. What he's saying is that when people have no direction in life, they wither, they die. So this is not a small subject. This is not an insignificant subject. God said of Jeremiah in Jeremiah 1:5, while you were in your mama's womb, I called you. Boy, that's great news that God calls in advance. So calling is critical, but it's tied to your creation. You were created with a calling. Everybody in here who is saved, who has accepted Jesus Christ by faith alone, who has been born into God's family, has been called. Once you receive the call to salvation, God now gives you the call to life's purpose. Secondly, it's not only a created purpose, it is a customized purpose. Nobody has your call but you. Let me say, that's good news. Nobody, and I mean nobody, has your call but you. Nothing else matters any more than knowing that you're fulfilling the purpose for which you were placed on the earth. Nothing. Once you hit that, then you can sing like one great song person, you can't touch this. Because once you have that, you are now alive. You're alive. What is true of your fingerprint, what is true of your DNA, is true of your calling. Nobody has your calling but you, because nobody is you but you. So the beautiful thing about it is it's customized calling. It's calling with your name on it. Jesus says, I finished the work which my Father gave me to do. He gave me my own job, my own special reason for being, and I completed that task. That is, I fulfilled my purpose for being. My wife wrote a book, her first full single book, Seasons of the Woman's Life, and some of it's drawn from Esther. And of course, Esther's key statement is in chapter 4, where Esther is a beautiful woman. She's a fox. She's a bad mamma jamma. She's got it all together. And her beauty causes her to be selected by Ahasuerus as his new bride. He saw her and said, oh, shoo, whoa. And he takes her. So she gets all comfortable in the king's house because she now living large. She in the big house. She's got money. She's got cars. She's got clothes. While the Jewish people were in trouble and about to be extinguished, genocide. Her uncle Mordecai says, well, aren't you gonna help us? She said, I can't help y'all. Me and the king, we kind of not talking for the last 30 days, and he might get irritated, so, you know, I'll pray for you. Mordecai then writes her back, and that's in chapter 4, and it's a zinger. He writes her back, Evans translation, girlfriend, don't think that you're gonna escape just because you done moved uptown. So don't think just because you moved uptown now, you're not in the hood no more, you're not living with the rest of us anymore, that somehow you have escaped all this, because when the hammer comes down and they find out who you are, you're gonna be just like the rest of us. Secondly, don't think that God can't do this without you. Because if he can't use you, he'll call somebody else, all right? But then after hitting her with the negative stuff, he hits her with this positive line. The positive line is this: have you ever considered, girlfriend, that you have been called to the kingdom for such a time as this? Have you ever considered God made you pretty so that Ahasuerus would fall in love with you because he knew the Jews were going to be in trouble, and so he wanted to have one of his people in a strategic position at the right time to fulfill their calling for a greater purpose than you just being able to shop and customize your wardrobe? In other words, Esther was to look at her life in terms of her calling, not merely in terms of her money, her status, her cars, her houses, and her stuff. She was to look at it in terms of her reason for being called to the kingdom for such a time as this. Proverbs 20 verse 5 says, "The purposes of a man's heart are deep waters, but the man of understanding draws them out." In other words, a person who's serious searches for their calling, wants to know their calling. They're not satisfied to exist. They want to know why they're existing. Great verse, you all know it. Romans 8:28, all things work together for good to them that love God. Now watch this. And are called according to his calling and purpose are linked. Watch this now. Calling and purpose are linked. And for the purpose person who knows their calling, so they're fulfilling their purpose, everything that happens is working that thing out. I know some of you are thinking, you know, well, oh boy, what if I miss my calling? Then you need what I had to do today. I had to go up to the place I bought my car from because they had a recall. That's right. Something wasn't right on the door, so they recalled it. That's called grace. Grace is when God recalls you. Thirdly, finally, it is a comprehensive purpose. It is a comprehensive purpose. It's a created purpose. You were created for your calling. It's customized. It's yours and yours and nobody else's. You are unique as you are. You don't have to be somebody else. Why would you want to be somebody else, by the way? God already has one of them. If you become them, then he doesn't have one of you. Here's why many people don't find their calling. Because their calling is not linked into anything bigger than themselves. Once you live life with a mindset of me, myself, and I. Once you take this independent view of life, God will not show you your calling. Because he has called you to something bigger than you. What is this bigger thing God has called all of us to? All of us to. I put it in the definition. It is the maximizing of God's glory and expansion of his kingdom. That's it. That's it. If you are a Christian, whatever you are called to do will give him greater glory and will expand his kingdom in history.
Well, today's message was just the beginning of Dr. Tony Evans' new series, Called for a Purpose. And this two-volume, 12-lesson collection is available on CD or DVD. As usual, the set contains a lot of bonus material we didn't have time to present here on the broadcast. So whether you want to review these messages on your own or share them with others, get in touch with us today and ask about the series Called for a Purpose. When you do, don't forget to get your copy of the brand new book I mentioned earlier in the program, Destiny, Let God Use You Like He Made You. Again, we're offering it as our thank you when you support The Alternative with a gift of any size, but only for a limited time. So be sure to contact us right away, either online at tonyevans.org or by calling 1-800-800-3222. Our phone center is open 24/7. And again, the number 1-800-800-3222. Well, next time, Dr. Evans explains that whether you're a janitor or a jet pilot, every occupation is a Christian occupation. I hope you'll be with us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative, restoring hope, transforming lives.